was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. My gosh, November the 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. And I don't know. I'm feeling a bit turkeyish this morning. I feel like I've been stuffed.
Now the goblin comes tomorrow.
The goblin comes tomorrow. Like at 7:06 in the morning, phone lines here, of course, is 605-4567. We have open line today. Yeah, the day before Thanksgiving, I thought we'd have just kind of start catching up with all types of things. So if you've got stuff you want to talk about, and I know you do, you're just going to have to hop in here and become the co-host with me. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather?
Well, Carl, good morning. Partly sunny, high near 61. Mostly cloudy, a low around 46. Tonight and Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny. The high will be near 63. A little bit of wind, but not a whole lot. Right now in Reading, we are looking at about 39 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Chuck and Judy Kinney got the business started in 97. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Wow.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home. This is dangerous. Okay. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor here. We do this Monday through Friday, and we just love having them on. So, Steve Medak, good morning.
Good Wednesday morning to you, and happy Thanksgiving to all our friends over there at KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Les, Steve, and happy Thanksgiving to all the Wells Fargo advisors. I was just down there the other day.
Hey, we also wanted to thank you for the invitation to the Christmas party. We're all looking forward to it.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
Well, you know what? We have that open house, and it's our fourth birthday celebration for KCNR. So.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to it. I better get on with the market here. Okay, the Dow Jones is currently up 26 points at 16,099. S&P's up 4 points at 1807. NASDAQ's currently up 14 points at 4,032. Some of the most active stocks this morning, Rite Aid up 16 cents at 592. Microsoft up 36 cents at 37.71. Stocks of local interest, we have Pacific Gas and Electric up 3 cents at $40.28, and we have Coca-Cola up 9 cents at $40.06. For the commodities, gold is currently up $2.29 at $12.45. Silver's down 2 cents at $19.81, and crude oil down $1.27 at $92.40. 10-year Treasury's creeping back up again. It's up 41 points at 27.37, to actually 2.73. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on, like I said, Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. Obviously, they've got the knowledge and their fingers on the pulse of what's happening at Wall Street. So give them a call. Again, 243-7561. For questions you may have about what's going on. Okay, yeah, we were off the air a little bit this morning, like about 20 minutes, due to a technical glitch, but I got in here and got in, pushed a few of the right buttons and got us back on the air, and then we finished up strong, and we shouldn't have this problem the rest of the day, I don't think. Bad Bob, how are your fingers?
Well, providing we have electricity and computers and all that good stuff all working together, and stuff will happen, but we always strive to keep our signal on the air and our listeners informed.
Well, obviously we do, because we've gotten a number of chat room notices and phone calls and all these things. Anyway, our apologies. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and strange things are happening there. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Remember, open line today. So if there's something that we plug on and we hit on, and you want to comment, feel free to do that. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Do you feel me? Do you care? Do
home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. Linda is on assignment because she's out getting stuff for Thanksgiving. You know, I talked to somebody yesterday, Bad Bob, and they start tonight because they serve their Thanksgiving dinner at 10:30 in the morning.
It gives you the rest of the day to kind of gel out on the tryptophan.
Kids and daughters-in-law and sons-in-law, and they can all come in, and they can come in at 10:30 in the morning, and they all, you know, get together, and they're finished by noon. Then they can hit all the rest of the houses, you know, the homes of all the, you know, all the families, especially if you have in-laws that live around, you know, in the area. It's not a bad idea.
Of course, the big parade, of course.
The big parade.
The Macy's Parade.
Macy's Parade. You know,
I forget who's carrying it this year. It used to be like NBC all the time, and now it's one of the garden networks or something.
Speaking of which, December 7th, that Saturday, is the Christmas parade here in town, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I could not think of a better way to spend my birthday. But
there you go. December 7th, the day of infamy.
Yeah.
And I'm not the one who said that. That's not what I said. A president said that the day you were born on was a day of infamy. Of course, it was probably a few years before you were born, or
about
after.
15 years after that.
Okay, all right. Now, on the December 7th parade, it's going to, of course, be downtown, but you're going to be announcing for KCNR.
That is what I have been informed and looking forward to. This will be the sixth year now that Brenda and I have taken part in the lighted Christmas parade, and of course, handed off to a new entity this year. The Reading Trade Club has handed it over to the young profession.
It's the 2030 Club, or the Catalyst, or
yeah, you know, Catalyst,
the
I
Catalyst.
Believe.
And you know, they it was great last year. We were announcing last year. We're going to be We're going to be at my daughter's graduation from nursing school. So that day. So, you know, we'll be traveling that
Medical professional marching in the Obamacare ranks.
You don't even want to know what she thinks about it because, you know, she's going to be one of these that, you know, as a brand new RN will soon be performing brain surgery because, or neurosurgery because there won't be enough doctors. So,
she knows the scalpel is sharp.
Yeah, because you've been in an operating room, right? In a theater. Yeah, I've done that before. Well, then you can, guess what? You're now a physician's assistant. Okay. Are we going to, here is the day before Thanksgiving. And what we should be doing is being talking about the things we should be thankful for, and which we probably will at some point today. But just, you know what? There's just so many things going on in the world. And I like the first one is, here it is, and I've got to say it because they've moved Black Friday. Black Friday really no longer exists. Black Friday has become Brown Thursday.
Because of the shipping.
No, because of everybody. Yeah.
I'm trying to steer away from a dangerous cliff.
Yeah,
here.
well, here it is. I'm calling it Brown Thursday because it's brown like the color of turkey. But the bottom line here is this. Watch the ads on TV. They say, and here's the earliest one. It starts at 5 p.m. for Toys R Us.
Wow.
Now, but this is how they advertise it. Do they say Thanksgiving? No. Oh, starts on Thursday at 5 p.m. It's like Thursday is just another day like Wednesday or Friday. It's not like Thanksgiving. What do you think, my friends? Is Thanksgiving, should it be a day where, you know, that it's now become a day of sales? It's become the rush to get down there, the rush for the dollar? Or should it, you know, I mean, are you going to support it? I'm seeing all types of stuff that's going through on the Facebook and all this stuff. I will not shop on Thanksgiving. Share it with your friends, you know, those kind of things. But is it a day? Is it a day that we should have, maybe you'd be able to take a break from everything?
I think that it's yet another tradition that is being systematically thrown. All of our traditions are being systematically tossed aside in favor of what I'm not sure. Is that just my perception?
No, I think you're right. I think I'm starting to see things like, limits of what can go out. You know, of course the cities, you can't have you can't have that Christmas display. My God, Christians, are you kidding? Are you kidding? A Christmas display with Christ? And, you know, I mean, now Thanksgiving. Okay. This has always been a day. It's been a day when, you know, it's a day or weekend when the most travel in the country occurs. And why is that? It's because people are coming home from schools. They're getting together. They're driving. Get on the I-5 and try and head north or south today. And you'll find out how busy it is. Get into the airports. Try and see how busy it is. Look at the price of gas. It went up. So you know it's got to be up. You know, it's gone up 3 cents a gallon. So you know it's got to be a big travel weekend. So what happens? Let's throw in shopping. Let's just take this special day, this one day of the year, and let's add shopping to it. Because you know why? Because, gosh, then the families are together. So maybe they'll go out and spend money on each other. Have we reached that point? Where Thanksgiving really doesn't mean anything. It's just going to become another day. And if so, then how do we handle that? What do you think? We got to take a break here. What do you think? Is it a day that, that's kind of special, sacrosanct for families and staying around? Or is it just another day? Do you care? Or is this just another way to make money? Just another way to make money on this day, to use it as a springboard to make more money. We're going to be right back. And I think we have some people on the line. We'll be right back.
What? If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all the portable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out getting stuff for Thanksgiving and all the families coming around. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob. Hello, Coach Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you have some thoughts here?
Yeah, I want to tell you why I'm not going to buy the Record Searchlight tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, they want double the price or more, and they want me to, at the box outside a restaurant when I go in for coffee at 6 a.m. to pay for the advertising, the 2.5 pounds of ads that are going to be in that paper. And I refuse to pay for the ads that have already been paid for by the advertisers.
Oh.
And that's what they do every Thanksgiving Thursday. They double the price of the paper or charge the Sunday price.
Oh really? I didn't know that. On
yes,
thanks is
do.
On
That's
Thanksgiving.
Exactly what they do.
On just on
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
Day, because they know people want the ads.
Wow.
And it drives me nuts. And you know what they have the audacity to do? Well, not they. I won't say the Searchlight, but a lot of the people who deliver those boxes will go in the restaurants and ask the restaurants to collect the money for the papers because they're afraid people will take more than one if they open the box because they're getting gouged.
Oh.
It's just nuts. And I pay for the thing online, and that's where I'll read it, and to heck with the ads. And that's been a pet peeve of mine for years since they started doing that.
I never knew that they charged. And so you're saying they just charge double then? They charge the people to put it in there?
They're essentially going to charge the Sunday price. Somebody at one of the little Stop and Robs the other day told me they were going to charge $2.50. Now, I don't know if that's true, but the Sunday price is $2. The daily price is $1. And they will charge the Sunday price tomorrow for the Turkey Day paper.
Did the dollar seem a lot for the paper or not?
Buy it on a Monday and a Tuesday, and combined it doesn't make a Wednesday. Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm just wondering, you know, it's funny. I was sitting in somebody's office the other day, and they had a paper from 1947. And you look at the paper from 1947, and first of all, it's like 3 feet wide.
Broadsheet.
And you've got all types of stuff in it, and, you know, like front page is, you know, the prettiest girl in town. I mean, it's got stuff like that in there from 1947 and 48. But then, you know, and I think, I don't know how much they charged them back then, a dime or so. Of course, you know, big difference in prices. But a dollar a day, and then $2 on Thursday on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Okay, so.
And you know, hey, even, Carl, even at a buck a day, right next to it is the San Francisco Chronicle. You know what they get? A dollar. And that has to come all the way from the city. Come on.
Yeah, but they've got deeper pockets. They've got deeper pockets to lose money from, you know.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, I love the local paper, and
so
I read it every day.
So do I.
And I make comments ad nauseum, and I read the and I like it online, and I like to hold it in my hands too. But I'm not going to pay that on Thursday just to pay for the advertisers that have already paid for the ad.
Oh, hey, let me ask you another question then. What do you think about Thursday turning into, you know, early shopping day?
Thanksgiving. I don't go out. I have no desire to go out and shop. I'm not going to fight the crowds, and it becomes a frenzy that I don't want any part of.
Yeah, it seems like a day of, you know, Thanksgiving is a day kind of solace and kind of calm down and get off the step. And then to use that as a day then is to go out and charge into the, you know, thousands of others that want to get that, save that $10.
Well, if you'll also recall, in years past, on television anyway, there used to be one football game, Detroit against somebody. There was always Detroit Lions, and now it's three or four football games tomorrow, professional football games.
Yeah.
And
It's all the money.
It's all money.
Yeah, it's all money. Yeah, I mean, it is.
Dinero.
Yeah, that's what it's coming to, it seems like. And so you think that, you know, so next year, this was my idea, is that next year when they do this, if you spend enough money, because they're going to start it at 8, they're going to start it at 8 in the morning, if you spend enough money, they're going to give you a cooked turkey so you can take it home for your family, so you don't even have to be there.
Well, they ought to.
Give it the
you spend $200, you get a free cooked turkey. You spend $300, you get mashed potatoes. $400, you get the whole shooting match.
Oh man,
am I too cynical?
Hey, I'm getting ready to unload music equipment and put on a show for about 3 hours, so I got to run.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach Baum.
All right, thank you guys. Have a good day tomorrow.
You bet. You know, it's. Am I getting cynical about, you know, people laugh about that when I say that, but how much you want to bet? Okay. $100, you get a turkey. By the time you get up to $500, you get it all. They just, you know what? They have a turkey meal and it's already cooked and it's in a big box and you just take it home and throw it in the microwave or wherever you have to heat it up. And they'll send, you know, they also will send, you know what you can also buy? A candle that smells like turkey cooking. So you light the candle and the turkey is now the odor of the aroma of a turkey cooking will be wafting through your house.
Along with how many carcinogens in this smoke.
Wait a minute. You know, we're talking about the dollar here. The dollar. So then we're talking, you know, so you have the aroma wafting through the house because you have the turkey candle. And then you've got, you know, you put the green-eyed, or the mashed potatoes in your own stuff.
Because
it comes to you, well no, it won't be in a can. They'll have it, it'll be in a cardboard box that you can then put into your own, into your own bowls and do those things. And then you warm it up and with the odor of the turkey or the aroma of the turkey cooking, and then you kind of warm everything up, and then you've got, the only thing you really have to do is set the table. And I bet if you spend $1,000, you could probably get a table set into.
I have had Thanksgiving dinners where I honestly wish that the meal had been professionally prepared elsewhere.
Well, we got to take a quick break here. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you my one of my most memorable Christmases, and that occurred to me back when I was a young man. And the and this time of the year, on a serious note, my friends, if we can do that. Is there are so many of our young men and women, our sons and daughters and gosh, mothers and fathers and uncles, cousins, kid down the street that you know, they're all serving. They're overseas. They're away from home during this time frame. They're in Afghanistan. They're in places you've never heard of. They're deployed aboard ships. They may be just someplace clear across country and they can't get home. be thinking of them. Be thinking about our warriors. Be thinking about our military out there. And, you know, when you're saying those prayers tomorrow or every day, but tomorrow especially, when you think, when you're sitting around the table, think about them. Say something about it. Remember their sacrifice for our country. We'll be right back.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda's out getting turkey day stuff. Good morning, my friends. 39 degrees out there. My gosh, you know, 39 degrees. Head on down to Tobacco and Brew into Espresso Joe's. Get that special coffee the baristas make there. Lattes, straight coffee, cappuccino, double shots, all these things that people ask for. And of course, during this time of the year, they've got all those great, like pumpkin, the pumpkin flavor, pumpkin spice and all that. And then walk next door and they have the lowest tobacco prices in town, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. One of the comments in the chat room was the, I wonder how many of those candles that smell like turkey, you know, turkey cooking, realtors will use. I think there's another candle you could probably use there. Okay. How do you keep one of the, you know, front page of the Record Searchlight? You know, yeah, we talk about the Record Searchlight, and I never knew that they charge double for the Thursday kind edition. Sense, yeah. Well, why does it make sense?
Well, the heavier, I mean, the increased amount of paper and all that. I personally think the ads should support that because you're not getting more news.
You're getting more ads.
Attempts to sell you stuff.
Well, then, but don't the people pay for that?
Apparently so, and I see what they're trying to do, but I think it's going to ultimately upset the consumer, and you don't want to do that.
I don't. It obviously doesn't, since they've probably been doing it for a century.
I mean, we could have 2 minutes of talk and 30 minutes of ads, but nobody would listen to it.
Yeah, well. Yeah, see,
which is what the newspapers do.
But let's go back to that. Let's go back to that. That was a good point, except for one thing. There's only one. See, there's only one paper in town that you can go to for these ads. They have a monopoly here in town. Okay, yeah, people advertise on our station, but on, you know, on the TV and other places, and, you know, magazines. But the paper here, the Record Searchlight, has got a monopoly. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. They're the only paper. They're the only one that survived. So where else are people going to put those ads? Unless somebody opened up another paper.
That's
a weekly paper that comes out on Thursdays.
We had a local weekly paper. It was down in Anderson, and the Scripps bought them.
That's right.
And turned it into an extension.
There's other ones, though. There's other ones in the area. Shingletown's got one, doesn't it?
The Ridge Rider, yeah.
Yeah.
It is not a paper of record, though, and that's the key, I think.
I think, are you sure? I think maybe it is.
Maybe they became a paper of record.
If it's a paper of record, which means then they can take all the, legal notices and advertise. I think that's where I put in notices up there. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Have to check that.
How do you deter, you know, we were, on the front page of going back to Record Searchlight, it's a good article. How do you deter, people from lawyering in front of your business? When you think about it, it's a free society. We value the freedoms that you have to walk around, you know, and where you want to, that the government, unless it's a specially restricted area, if it's public property, you can pretty much walk around through there and do that. But the problems that people are facing, of course, now are the number of loiterers via homeless or whatever that are in front of businesses and the impact they have on businesses. So what can you do about that? If it's a private business, you have much more, you know, if you own the parking lot and this, you have a lot more you can say about it. You can have your own security guards, and that's what it takes, by the way, to go out there and move people away. And you have the right to move them away from your property. It's still your property. But say you're on the streets here around the city. Bad Bob, we went up that day to have lunch at that unnamed place, and we're walking back that day, and we saw five people just in the space of a block that were either laying up against the wall on the sidewalk, were begging, were in a doorway, huddled up in a doorway, and this was in the summer, and so it wasn't like they were cold, but they were in a doorway of a business. And then another two laying up against walls on the street. And this is on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't do anything about that as long as you can get by them. They're not, you know, blocking the sidewalks. But this is becoming a problem. So, I mean, and we've had – I can't begin to tell you how many businesses have said to us things like defecating in their doorways, in their – you know, they have a planter out front. Using that as their bathroom.
Well, the planter out in front of the station here, somebody just came along and randomly beat on it and knocked all the flowers off just because they had nothing better to do.
When was that?
Last week. I noticed bunch of the flowers were on the sidewalk.
Yeah, because they had nothing else to do except destroy something.
Yeah.
And we know exactly how far.
Or the front window get scratched? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, we know exactly how far we are from the Taco Bell because we are exactly a burrito and a medium-sized drink away because they deposit it every, you know, either in our planter or the planter next door. We're just like four planters. So we know that by the time they get here, they've managed to eat it, and this is a great place to drop it off. But okay, so what do you do? If there's a public thoroughfares and parking lots, there's nothing too much you can do about it. But the Reading City Police have an officer, Chris Hunt, who's working with this, and he's working with property owners. And one of the things he's saying is, cut back to shrubbery if you got shrubbery around your business because people are using this to sleep in, to use as their toilets and all these. Playing classical music loud in your area seems to bother people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to lose speakers outside. And then lights, a lot of lighting around so you can see things. I find that all interesting that we have to resort to these things just for your businesses to try and maintain your own property. Because it's, It's not respected. And this is when, you know, and this is when you start, you know, the problems is you're trying to run a business. You put a lot of time and effort in your business. And then, and people are doing this who don't have a business, who don't have, you know, that they could just really give a flying flip at it. And, you know, but there's got to be some way you can take this back, Bad Bob.
There are certain people who will only behave, who will only engage in good behavior when there are consequences for bad behavior. This is anybody, any parent knows that. So when you remove the consequences, which is something that our society has systematically done, there are no longer consequences for, from politicians on down, for doing absolutely horrendous things. When you remove the consequences from the equation, don't be startled when you get an increase in bad behavior. I mean, give me a break, yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today. O.J. Simpson back in the news.
Who?
Yeah, don't we wish. And Obama goes to Hollywood. I can't wait.
Again?
Well, he goes there when he needs money. And he needs to have this just joyous acclaim, like the Messiah has come back to Hollywood here. I don't know if Messiah is too strong a word. The leader has come back. The great leader has come back to Hollywood.
Him and Kim.
So he can anoint a variety of people. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy in Hollywood and in the news, in the media, and just a number of other things. Can a general say that he wants, can he give a speech saying that people should be convicted for a certain cause and then the defense use that as part of the defense by saying it's undue pressure on the military judges? And is it true that the military can't take care, the military's epidemic of sexual assault, is it really truly an epidemic, say, compared to Harvard? We'll be right back.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Championship football is on KCNR 1460 this Saturday night. It's the West Valley Eagles hosting the Central Valley Falcons in the Northern Section Division II Championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, and my broadcast colleague, Denny Brugman, at 6:30 for pregame with kickoff at 7 live from the pasture in Cottonwood. Valley Bowl Part 2, West Valley and Central Valley, Saturday night, right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's
this
ready
Linda,
to
if she's
burn,
listening.
So get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women
waiting for me.
They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare.
Viva Las Vegas! Yeah, that's for Linda. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her quest today to do things like find vegetables that we're having. You know, different types of things to put in things. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Spray Service. Well, you know what? 20 years in the business, and if you're in need of any type of pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they're going to get the job done. They have a guarantee you need to ask about, and also free estimates out there for Redding Spray Service. Give them a call at 221-3007. That's 221-3007. Or check out their website, reddingspray.com. You're thinking, oh, you know what? It's getting cold. It's getting this, you know, but this is the time to get in there. Make sure you've got that fertilization and fungus control, insect control, weed control around all those areas. You know, we're just talking about keeping people around, you know, away from businesses that seems like trash and weeds and all those things, overgrown areas attract people. So. Have them come out. Redding Spray Service, again, 221-3007. All right. The local branch of our National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is having a big event on December 11th, and you are invited. It's a dinner at the Red Line Hotel on Hilltop from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for an evening of pleasurable dining. Tickets are $60 for one and two for $100. Please make the RSVP to Ricky or Nadine Bennett by December 4th. That's next week. And this is a fundraiser, so all contributions are appreciated. Give them a call at 776-8165. And also, Enterprise High School Sober Grad Craft Show at the Manitowoc Gym at 3411 Churn Creek Avenue there. Sunday, December 8th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., proceeds to benefit the Enterprise High School Sober Grad Night. Sounds like fun. Sounds like, you know, a good thing to do. Obama's out in, okay, let's talk about, start with O.J. O.J. said he needed a new trial. It wasn't fair. His last trial wasn't any fair, and that he did not do that robbery. And judge says, well, yeah, you did. Go back to jail. Mm-hmm. So O.J. did not pass go. He went straight back to jail. Didn't collect his $200. Obama, yes, out in Hollywood. Our friend Barack, out in Hollywood. And, you know, I was watching. You know, I hate this. Maybe they do it for all presidents. I'm not sure. He goes in. He's going through DreamWorks. I think it's Spielberg, who has been, you know, a huge supporter of Mr. Obama and his platform, and I see actors that have they're bowing like they're bowing in front of him like you would, you know, I mean, of course we never do it, but like the king or the queen of England or something, but they kind of like bow their heads in this, and I'm thinking, well, what's this
worship? Huh?
I mean, it's
scary.
I just don't understand that. I mean, I can understand being respectful and actually being polite, you know, shaking hands, you know, if he shakes hands with commoners. I understand that, but kind of like putting your head down, like you've just seen the deity of, you know, it's like the Japanese emperor or the queen of England. I just don't understand. I realize that he did it to the, you know, the Saudi king back there many years ago that people refused to believe until he saw the movies of it or saw the video of it, but it was just interesting. But then he went into a lot of other things. I want to talk about that, but first I want to go to the phones here. Gary, good morning. You have something?
Good morning. Can you hear me loud and clearly?
I can hear you loud and clearly.
Right.
You are enunciating perfectly.
For the following, to be living in Redding and Shasta County, where the people are wonderful and believe in themselves, believe in the Constitution, and believe in America.
Wow.
I'm thankful for your radio station, you and Linda, and all the people that make it happen. because your station exudes the First Amendment, and I know your beliefs also encompass the Second Amendment, which makes the First viable, and the Fourth, and the Tenth. So I'm thankful for all that you and your crew do in upholding the First Amendment and making this community such a well-informed and wonderful place to live. Thank you very much, and have a happy turkey.
Well, thank you very much. Gosh, you know, that just... That's, you know, thanks a lot.
Wow.
That just, yeah, that was, you know, we appreciate that so much. And, we'll keep that one. Well, you know, Bob, let's make sure we know where that one's at. And so we can play it back occasionally when we wonder why, every so often, why we do this. Yeah, I tell you what, let's take a quick break and come on back. You know, that's, you know, Gary, you kind of put me back on my heels a little bit there because I was just getting ready to rip. But there are so many things to be thankful for in our country, in Shasta County and Redding, but especially our country. And sometimes we forget that.
We get cynical, yeah.
We do because, you know, every time I left and went to some place, I mean, you go to Somalia, you go up to Bosnia, you go into Congo, you go into places, you know, in the Middle East that are just, I mean, when you come back out, you know that you've been changed forever. Mm. You've been changed forever by what you've seen. And then every time you come back to this country, you realize what a great country this is. Yeah, we may argue about, you know, politics. We may think that the president's got his head up his wazoo. We may think, you know, the guy next door who says even the people that think Republicans should be executed for treason, who's been on this show twice. And he won't say it while he's sitting here, but even those, the right of the freedom of speech, the right to be in a country, the joy of being in America. There is so much to be thankful for. Any place in this country you can go to, you can get a glass of water that you can drink. You can turn on, there is health care. People say, there's no health care. Yes, there is. An emergency anywhere in this country, you can go and you get treated anywhere for free, for free. So you do get treated. It may not be exactly what everybody wants, but you get treated for free. There are so many programs out there via the government, but also because of the people that love each other, that think the world of helping, that devote their time and energy and money to helping those less fortunate. They're here. This is America. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
It's Black Friday. Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Bob, the weather. Besides the fact it's cold.
And besides the fact it's cold. Well, what we're looking at, partly sunny skies today, a high of about 61 degrees, a lot of some light and variable winds out there. Mostly cloudy tonight, low will be around 46. Partly sunny for Thanksgiving Day, high near 63, and just some very light winds. This report, as always, is currently in Reading. We have 40 degrees. This report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot there from our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. From granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. For, you know, we're using it out there on Thanksgiving Day. You know, we're smoking stuff. Mike Huber and his people are just outstanding. Trustworthy. And true artist, 241-7866, 241-7866, or check out his website, Estate Granite and Themes. We have, okay, lines are clear. The, you know, one of the things we were talking about also was, in the military, they've talked about this, the fact that sexual assault has become such a, it's become so prevalent, and that, you know, people are in danger all the time in the military and blah, blah, blah. A great article was written by a member of the military, a woman member of the military who was a academy graduate. And she, what she said is, when I joined the U.S. military, a family member, aren't you worried about being raped? And she wasn't the only one. Most people cautioned me that I would be entering institutions synonymous with machismo, authoritarianism, and violence. And what she said, and this isn't her words, what I found instead was very different: professionalism, respect, and a strong presence of women in the highest ranks. I also found the most transparent, aggressive, and in-your-face sexual assault prevention and response program I had ever witnessed. Regular and frequent sexual assault prevention training, posters, people that have been assigned to this to ensure that this doesn't happen. If it does unfortunately happen, that something happens to the people that did it. People who attempt to commit an offense and fail to maybe be court-martialed under the UCMJ. Offenders may be punished for any lesser included offenses. And she goes on to talk about how in Harvard, she says, compare this model for sexual assault prevention at the institution I belonged to before the military, Harvard. Their complaints of sexual assault are filed with the administrative board or ad board composed of deans and faculty members. And guess what? Very, very little happens. She's putting things in perspective, my friends. This is going to be a subject for a much longer show one day about sexual assault in the military. When we come back after the news, we've got a number of things. Open line, Come on, tell me what you're thinking about. Tell me why you like Thanksgiving. Tell me why this is a good time of the year for you. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped 10,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 316,000.
The Labor Department says the less volatile four-week average declined by 7,500 to 331,750. Both the weekly jobless claims and the four-week average have returned to pre-recession levels. As layoffs have dwindled, hiring has picked up. Employers added 204,000 jobs in October, indicating the companies were undeterred by the 16-day partial government shutdown.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, orders for U.S. long-lasting factory goods fell last month as businesses spent less on machinery, computers, and most other items. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods fell 2% in October. A wall of storms barreling into the eastern part of the country has a lot of holiday travelers on pins and needles as they worry about getting around. Judy Page says it's not easy driving right now in the Columbus, Ohio area.
The roads are getting a little slick in some spaces. There are a few places where you're actually, where the snow is on the road. One of the biggest problems is just vision, you know, that constant snow in your eyes.
Ice, sleet, rain, and snow could all be part of the mix as forecasters expect the weather to get a little bit worse throughout the day. Airports anticipating a 1.5% increase in the number of Thanksgiving holiday travelers this year. Airlines for America chief economist John Heimlich telling SRN News the increase in traffic has remained steady over the past several years.
We had the Great Recession of 2009, and we've been steadily climbing since then. And 1.5% for us year over year, we would say, is a healthy level of demand for air travel.
And the number of passengers traveling from now through December 3rd expected to increase by 31,000 per day compared to 2012 numbers. On Wall Street, the Dow's doing well, up about 20 points. And this is SRN News.
Next Thursday on NBC, just in time for the holiday season, a spectacular new live television event for the whole family. The Sound of Music, starring multi-platinum recording artist Carrie Underwood.
We're doing it live in front of the entire universe, so it's going to be a lot of fun. These are a
few of my Watch the classic story come alive. The Sound of Music, performed live as all of America watches. Thursday, December 5th on NBC.
This is the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. What steps did you take?
Well, the first thing I did in my particular case was to report it to the management of the company. I went to them directly. And then when they failed to act, I contacted the BSA, went to their website, reviewed everything, and then made a confidential report.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to referee another dispute over President Obama's mandate that private companies with religious objections be forced to provide contraception coverage of all kinds. Lori Windham is a senior counsel for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which represents Hobby Lobby.
We are glad that the Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of the Green family and Hobby Lobby. This is an incredibly important case that will decide whether family businesses still retain their religious freedom.
The court will be considering two similar cases. One involves another company altogether, but it represents about 40 cases being handled in the lower courts. Three sisters in Tucson telling police their mother and stepfather kept them in prison for 2 years.
They discovered two juvenile females that were extremely filthy, approximately ages 12 and 13.
That's police captain Michael Galuli, who said on KGUN-TV that the officers had received a call about a domestic fight. This is SRN News. Senator Lamar Alexander says he may introduce a bill to stop the FCC from allowing cell phone conversations on board airplanes.
The Tennessee Republican senator says cell phone conversations on airplanes would be so disturbing to other passengers that he says, in his words, the Transportation Security Administration would have to hire three times as many more air marshals to deal with the fistfights. The FCC has announced a proposal to repeal the agency's ban on cell phone use in the air while leaving it up to the individual airlines to decide whether they want to allow it. Senator Alexander says the FCC shouldn't move ahead with the proposal at all.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. A court in Spain has acquitted a concert pianist of noise pollution and causing psychological damage to a neighbor. Prosecutors sought a sentence of 70 years in prison after a neighbor had complained that the woman had practiced the piano 40 hours a week between 2003 and 2007. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. November the 27th. It's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're inviting people to call us to talk about either Thanksgiving or other things that may be stuck in your craw, as we say. And we're also streaming on KCNR1460.com. Let's start off this morning with our friend Steve Medak from our Wells Fargo Advisors with a Market Minute. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our friends over there at KCNR. Okay, the major averages are inching higher shortly after the opening bell. The Dow and the S&P index are trading at fresh all-time highs. Dow's currently up 24 points at 16,097, S&P up 4 points at 1807, and the Nasdaq up 16 at 4034. Some of the most active stocks, we have Rite Aid up 11 cents at 587, Microsoft up 35 cents at 3770. You'll see here, stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas Electric off 10 cents at 40.15, Coca-Cola currently up 26 cents at 40.23. For the commodities, gold is currently up 16 cents at 12.43, silver off 4 cents at 19.79, and crude oil down $1.41 at 92.27. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot, and happy Thanksgiving to all the people over there at our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Probably not tomorrow. Might be tough to get a hold of them. But on Friday, they're open, and because they're there to give you advice on what you can do with your money and the investments you made been the best investments. All right, Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's the weather today and, of course, for Thanksgiving?
Well, partly sunny skies today. The high will be near 61. We've got some light and variable winds in the forecast. And as we head into tonight, it'll be, dark. And then also partly cloudy skies. The low will be
it'll
about
be dark. 40. Wait a minute. No, let's go back.
Continue dark with early morning patches
tonight,
of light.
It's going to be tonight. It's going to be dark. That's part of the weather. It's going to be dark.
Okay, I added that. That's an old George Carlin reference.
Which part? Bob's losing
low
it
will
here.
Be about 44 degrees. Sunny for your, partly sunny for your Thanksgiving day, a high near 63, and pretty calm winds right there. Currently in Reading, we have 39 degrees, and this report, as stumbled as it was, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They do senior and veterans discounts. You can give them a call, 365-3793, ShastaGasPropane.com.
Hey, Bad Bob, what would you like to have for Christmas?
Well, if you ask how about my two back teeth? It's a long story.
Well, you know what you really need? You know what? You need a good night's sleep. And to get a good night's sleep, I can tell you, you can do that with your sleep number bed. My sleep number is 35. Linda's is 45. Her sleep number is 45. And this gift of a great sleep, what a better present can you have for Christmas? It lasts for years. Over 8 million people agree with this. With a sleep number bed with the dual sides there, the dual air sides, so you each of you can have your own firmness, the amount of firmness you want in your bed. And no one else has the technology of a sleep number bed. It's the only bed that's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week, queen mattresses start at just $5.99. Plus, for 1 week only, save 50% on Sleep Number Innovation Series Limited Edition beds. Only through Monday, December 2nd, will you find this. Your local Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. If you go on in there, it's in a smaller area in the Target Shopping area in the big parking lot out there. It's in there with, I believe, the Vitamin Shop. But the people in the Sleep Number store, they are there to help you find that number that's going to give you comfort so that you can sleep. Why not give the, you know, I can't think of a better gift for Christmas than to give the gift of being able to have a calm, restful sleep.
You spend 1/3 of your life there. Why not spend it in comfort?
You know, it absolutely. Why not be able to sleep in comfort? Sleep Number. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. You know, something that just came up, you know, that the FCC is thinking about allowing cell phones on planes. If this does not fire you up, if this doesn't make you wonder what the government could possibly be thinking, you would think the government is there. You know, every so often you think the government is there to protect you. Allowing cell phones on aircraft. On commercial aircraft. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. 8:15 in the morning, November the 27th, the day, of course, before Thanksgiving. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Hop in today, because it's kind of open line. We're talking about different things. But right now, Bad Bob and I are salivating because Sungold, one of the people, one of our very, very, very good friends in our chat room, has just said how she cooks turkey for Thanksgiving.
And, I'm sitting
here, I'm drooling on the computer here, on how she does this. And, I can't do the part where it does exactly the cooking part, but all the other things that she does, mm-hmm. with the aromatics and the poultry seasoning.
Well, it makes
and all
sense.
It's sort of
a smoking, technique, where you have a sealed kettle barbecue.
Yeah, you can't open it up.
And so the steam and the smoke cooks the turkey fairly quickly.
You know, that ultimate lucky smoker that we have, and you've seen that. I mean, that thing worked perfectly for that.
I'm doing a smoked turkey for Thanksgiving. Last year we did it. We had 18 people, a 20 some odd pound bird, and no leftovers.
Really? I wasn't invited. So.
You were this year, and you had other things going on.
We were. We were out of town. This is the first year we've been in town. All right, let's go back into this. The FCC has said that, hey, let's think about allowing cell phones in commercial airlines. Let's just talk about this for a second. There you are, stuck.
Okay.
And already, what? Well, wait,
let me get going.
I don't want to hear the real story. I like the story better. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. I mean, my gosh, because we're going to get into MSNBC here in a couple of minutes. Here's what I think that I've just heard though. Okay. Let me put it this way. Is that they're allowing people to use cell phones in the aircraft. Now, if this is during the flight and I'm sitting there already trapped, and I don't have as much leg room as I used to have. I sure as heck don't have as much, seat room as we had because they're just pushing everything in closer. And now the person next to me decides to talk on the phone for 3 hours. And I learn everything about that person I could possibly never, ever want to learn. And don't tell me that people will talk low. Have you ever been in a restaurant, a nice restaurant, and somebody is on the cell phone, and every time you start to take a bite, you are hearing what they're saying. Now, being locked into a plane with numerous people in there shouting, because for some reason you have to shout when you have a cell phone. The FCC or the airline said they would have to triple the number of air marshals to stop the fights. Now, there's another story to this.
The current rule change, as the rules stand right now, you are not allowed to use an electronic device below 10,000 feet while the aircraft is in flight, during the approach and landing. You are not allowed under any circumstances to use the device in airplane mode, which means you don't transmit or receive, nor can you use it in offline mode during those transitions and the problem is interference. This is going to be a step-by-step thing. The current rule that is going into effect, nobody's going to be immediately using voice on airplanes right away. The current relaxation is to allow you to say, do your Sudoku or type on your laptop or something during that time when you're sitting on the ground or just before you land, things like that, because it's been shown that there's not really a big interference. The rules may be further relaxed to allow texting. Voice, I think, will be something that's going to be argued over indefinitely. That was the latest info. We did a story on Boomer Tech 2 weeks ago about this relaxation. The airline pilots are understandably not terribly excited about this.
Live with it for 3 hours, people.
Yeah.
Just for 3 hours, 4 hours. You know, if you're going, I don't know about international flights when they're 10 hours, but what you can do. I think there's phones on the plane.
I would be okay with texting, especially some airlines are now offering a Wi-Fi connection.
They do.
That is controlled, and run through the plane system so it does not interfere. I would be okay with texting, voice not so much, because I think that it would be very disruptive.
Because you're trapped.
It'd be like
you're
on one of those, third world buses. with the chickens.
All right. Hey, somebody, Cheryl, just came in, and she wrote something. Thanksgiving represents a covenant with God. George Washington intended it to be a reminder to Americans of that covenant. It is almost holy. I'm going to take a break on that. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hey, folks. Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all the portable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's on assignment today. Cutting, chopping, gathering, rubbing, basting, whatever has to be done to get ready.
She's a veritable tornado in the kitchen.
You know, it's like, you know what? She comes into the studio here. Imagine being at home like that. You know, she comes in here and it is like Twister, you know, when it hits. And you know, it's kind of like you're sitting there and you're lucky you still got your underwear. You know, I mean, she comes in, so she's got all of these things. She's got all these things she's going on when she hits the studio here. Imagine being in the kitchen with
Linda. Fair amount of, is she, what's the word I can use? Is she as extemporaneous in the kitchen as she is?
Oh my gosh, she makes things out of nothing. She goes, oh, I wonder what this will taste like. And there's been nights that we've kind of like, but there's been other nights that it's just been so good that you just can't, you know, it's gone already. I mean, there's no leftovers.
All part of the experience.
All part of living with a true artist.
Well, my wife has come up with some culinary, culinary complexities and,
complexities. So, yeah, is that a nice word of saying you just burnt something there?
No, it's, things that you would never imagine, together in the same pot being there. And yeah. Oddly enough, often it turns out okay.
We've learned is never turn your back on pine nuts. They are sneaky little devils. They're a little jihadist of nuts is pine nuts. They will blow them little selves up in a second. They will burn themselves in a second. Yeah. I was going to do it anyway. Hey, let's go to MSNBC, one of my least favorite. Oh, you know, in fact, we should talk about it because it's probably going to go down the tubes here any day. MSNBC, of course, leans to the left, you might say, or even further. It leans over so far that it almost falls. And you can say, well, you know, what about Fox? Well, we're not talking about Fox. We're talking about MSNBC. Alec Baldwin, the actor, been in these huge successful series, has always struck me as being kind of a jerk. But I thought, you know what? You know, if I don't like him, here's what I do. I censor him by not watching him. I don't watch the shows he's in, or if it's a good movie, you know, I mean, if he's in, I mean, I don't dislike him enough not to watch something that's decent. But he has been having a running battle with his ability, his innate ability to say nasty things to gay people and very descriptive things to gay people, including the last one. And see, he's got this show that's really low rated on MSNBC. I don't even know what the name of it is. But this time, the paparazzi got in his face, reporters got in his face, and he used, I mean, bleep, 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 bleep. I don't even know if I can use half of the words that he said. I mean, just the other, you know, the other half of the word. But lollipop was part of it. Anyway, so he gets suspended from MSNBC. And yesterday they canceled his show. Oh, you know what? This was horrible what you said when you were away from you. He didn't say it on the air. He said it in the street with some paparazzi in his face and all that. And he says, I didn't even say those words. I did not use that word. I did not use that word to describe this guy. Well, I mean, you heard it. I mean, maybe you didn't, but it sounded like it. So in the same time, though, you've got this guy named Bashir who, when, you know, Sarah Palin said, if we keep selling our economy down the road to China and that someday China is going to collect and will enslave our future generations as a descriptive term. Meaning is that they won't have the choices that we have now. Bashir then starts to read about, oh, this is what true slavery is. And at the end, advocates people defecating and urinating in Palin's mouth. I mean, this is just absolutely horrible. And so what happens? This is a Friday. And this was on his show. We went out over MSNBC. Well, you can imagine. I mean, even, you know, liberal types, liberal newscasters, they just went, whoa, wait a minute here, buddy. You really went, you've gone too far. So on Monday, he issues this quote, sincere apology, guys. You know what? I've risen the rhetoric and I've talked about, I'm sorry. I apologize to the Palin family, blah, 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 blah. Sarah Palin says, I don't accept it. I don't accept your apology. What you said was just absolutely horrible. And it was. And so what has MSNBC done? Nothing.
This guy still has a job.
He still's got a job. He's still on the air. And you know what? He's not an American citizen. He comes in, they bring him from England. Not that that should make a difference, but still, he's under the protection of the, you know, First Amendment and all this. If there's certain things you say over in England, you can go to, I mean, they can take you to court over. But here, he can say something like that to a woman. That, yes, she's in the news, but to say, to reach that level. And here's the other interesting thing. All the women that is on MSNBC, none of them have said anything. None of them have said, you know what, this guy is a jerk. And you can't talk to women like that. You misogynist pig. None of them have said that. I haven't seen one thing that one of the commentators, Rachel Maddow. Has she said anything? Nobody seems to have seen it. Maybe she has. And I'm not even talking about, and this isn't a right or left thing. This is common decency on the air, and you've got somebody that says something like this, and nothing is done. So what they've just done, MSNBC has just done, is lowered the bar dramatically for their shows.
I am reminded of a highly inappropriate comment made by, who is the morning shock jock, Imus, and how he made a racial slur, and they just, you know, he lost MSNBC, couldn't kick him out the door fast enough, and he was actually one of their own. But in my opinion, the racial slur is nowhere near on the scale of offensiveness as what was said by this individual.
Don Imus lost his job when he, you know, when they used the word, you know, describing the basketball team,
yeah,
which is a national collegiate basketball team, and it was totally wrong.
Yeah.
Nappy-headed ho.
Yeah.
He lost his job immediately, and not just a suspension. Lost his job, was out of the business. And Paula Deen, who 30 years ago
made a comment,
made a racially charged comment. And I'm not, you know, you're not just the circumstances around it were whatever those circumstances were. She said it, loses her sponsors, loses her spot on the Food Network. And yet this man says this about a woman and absolutely nothing happens.
Gets a pass.
MSNBC, lowering the bar for news. What's left for MSNBC? Public executions of conservatives. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichilli Lane in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the day before Thanksgiving. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our friends down there, not only do they give great haircuts, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Bad Bob, what's the weather like tomorrow for our great big turkey day?
Well, we're going to see, today let's cover that first. Partly sunny skies, a high near 61, and light and variable winds, mostly cloudy tonight, low around 46. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, partly sunny, the correction is, and a high near 63 and calm winds. Right now in Reading, we have 41 degrees. This report, as is always our weather reports, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They give veterans and senior discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, Bad Bob, we were talking about MSNBC, so enough of MSNBC.
Messy NBC.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, it's just amazing. How, you know, we really watch what we say here. I mean, we could get away with more stuff. And, I mean, we really could. But when I see things like that, I worry about what's happening here in the fabric of our country on that. You know, somebody says is, you know, gosh, Thanksgiving is turning into this, you know, the day itself is turning into, you know, money and money days. And when you think about it, that it's, are we just pushing too hard? Are we just pushing too hard? Anyway, certain things. The big thing is, you know, Obamacare has just been, you know, I'm not going to get into Obamacare. No. We'll talk about that later. After Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that turkey after Thanksgiving. But, you know, so what happened, you know, to kind of take our minds off of Obamacare, of course, was the deal with Iran on the nukes. And the White House put out this piece of paper that said, oh, this is what it means. Oh, gosh, this is what's happening. And you've got people from both sides of the aisle going, whoa, wait a minute here. Are we safer now than we used to be? Israel doesn't believe so. Israel says, wait, this, you know what? We are still prepared to go after these guys. And the White House released a multi-page fact sheet containing the details of the draft agreement shortly after the deal was announced. However, the Iranian Foreign Ministry official on yesterday, rejected the White House's version of the deal as invalid and accused Washington of releasing a factually inaccurate primer that misleads the American people. And this is a quote from the foreign ministry spokesman, Marzia Afkam, told the Iranian press on Tuesday, what has been released by the website of the White House as a fact sheet is a one-sided interpretation of the agreed text in Geneva, and some of the explanations and words in the sheet contradict the text of the joint plan of action. And that fact sheet has unfortunately been translated and released in the name of the Geneva Agreement, which is not true. They said the White House had modified key details of the deal and released their own version of the agreement. Iran's right to enrich uranium, the key component in a nuclear weapon, is fully recognized under the draft released by Tehran. The comprehensive solution would enable Iran to fully enjoy its right to nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Well, that's not exactly what was being said. And they did say, the White House did confirm on Monday that the final details of the plan have yet to be worked out, meaning that Iran is not yet signed up to that six-month freeze on its nuclear activities. This, my friends, is something that should be scary. If it's not, it should be. That we're being told that this is, you know, our path to peace. Now, should we be trying to work with the Iranians on this thing? Absolutely. Salute to Obama's administration. At least they're doing something in that way. However, don't give us the, if you can keep, you know, if you want, if you like your health care plan, your health care insurance, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. Don't give us one of those. Don't give us one of those. We don't need one of those. We've already got one of those. Tell us the truth. We need the truth. And speaking of the truth, he is on the phone with us, Dr. Payush Dhanuka. Good morning, Dr. Dhanuka.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. Well, I just wanted to make, just wanted to express my thoughts over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Recently, I've noticed this increasing trend of pre-Thanksgiving sales starting ever earlier. And now, there are a lot of retailers starting the Thanksgiving sale at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening on Thanksgiving evening itself. I find it really unfortunate because Thanksgiving is one day when we really need to connect with our loved ones and dear ones, with our family and friends, and thank for the blessings of this land, this bounty of this land, as well as the love for our dear ones. But people are leaving the dinners and leaving early to go and stand in the lines to buy these gadgets. It's unfortunate, in my opinion, because we are making these memories on Thanksgiving evening when we connect with each other, and we are replacing them with these gadgets, which we are losing something here.
We absolutely agree with that. That, you know, this is a day that, you know, this is the biggest travel day in the year, and there's a reason for that. People are coming home to be with their families on Thanksgiving. And now, the ever present or ever overarching concept of getting the dollar is pushing into that time. Do you think, Payush, that if families vote by sitting in their houses and they don't go out to go to these huge sales, is that a way of kind of combating that, or do you think it's too late?
Certainly I don't blame the businesses to do that. It's up to us. It's up to the families to inculcate that in the children, those values again, to reconnect with each other. And what they don't realize is if you go buy a gadget cheaper than you would otherwise, what you're losing out is on those values. Your children will grow up with those values. And, you know, in this age, we can make millions of instant pictures and forget about them. But what we do on Thanksgiving, we sit down with each other, have small talks, deep feelings. Those images which are burned on our memory or our brain are much better than what we can on a digital image ever.
I think you're absolutely right. And the thing about it is that where the Danuka family will sit there and you're not going to go out there and the Bott family and the yes. Belongi family won't. As time goes on, I just believe that Thanksgiving will just become another day of shopping. And then you kind of look at what's next then? Well, it's Christmas. You know, the day of Christmas itself, of which I think you can already shop on. I guess you can already shop on Christmas, can't you? Or can I? Most places are closed.
I'm sure somebody's trying to make that extra buck.
But you'll start seeing that. I mean, it's another way the family unit starts to break down, in my opinion.
And that's what you're absolutely right. It's not the business, but we as families, we have to introspect ourselves in our community and reach out to our loved ones, dear ones, each other, and remind ourselves that in this rat race of increasing discount, we need to remember that what matters ultimately is not those gadgets, but our loved ones, dear ones, our family, our community. And that's what gives us purpose. That's what gives our life a meaning. And we need to hold on to that.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right, Paiush. And I'm glad that you called in to talk about that. I've had other people make comments on it today, too, that this is, you know, this commercialism of these days is a way of just tearing down society in some ways. No, you don't blame the businesses, but now it makes it harder for the families to kind of hang in there. It just gives another reason for them to, we're not going to sit here tonight. We're going to go shopping. I mean, I abhor that happening because already we're having so many problems in our society because of the breakdown in family. And this is, you know, you can look at it through media, you can look at it through things they see, but these kind of things right here, you know, it makes it harder for the family unit to hang in there. They can do it, but you just have to work a little bit harder now.
I just want to express those thoughts and happy Thanksgiving to you and Bob and Linda and all your listeners.
And you and your family, I just like to see you someday dressed up like a pilgrim. I don't see that, but maybe someday.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks a lot, Paiush. All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Well, wait a minute. A tornado has just come in.
That's right. We'll be right back. I'm excited to just share a thought with you. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Championship football is on KCNR 1460 this Saturday night. It's the West Valley Eagles hosting the Central Valley Falcons in the Northern Section Division II Championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, and my broadcast colleague, Denny Brugman, at 6:30 for pregame with kickoff at 7 live from the pasture in Cottonwood. Valley Bowl Part 2, West Valley and Central Valley, Saturday night, right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Insalmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I'll tell you what's wrong with the clothes I'm wearing. Hurry up and do the sponsor, okay, because they're having a big sale.
That's right. Reading Crown Motors. They are. They're having a huge sale. Big Black Friday sale. It's going to go all the way through Monday. It's your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership right down on 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on down there and get the best deal on a car, truck, or SUV, new, previously owned, you name it, they've got it, and their service department is second to none. This is the time to, hey, I want to buy a car. Best time for deals. Reading Crown Motors, 223-2177, 555 Cypress Avenue.
Oh, it's really funny because Bob just played, What's the Matter with the Clothes I'm Wearing? It's Billy Joel's song.
Yeah, still rock and roll
to me.
Yeah.
But I always remember the opening line. So I had to run in this morning, first of all, just to share a few stories with you. You know that you're kind of not crazy. Some may say that. I got up and put my clothes on inside out and then realized that they were on backwards. So that's kind of funny. But anyway, so I had to share that with you because I know I'm not alone with these holidays. And friends are coming up, family's coming up. Bob, what were you going to say?
Sort of like the morning Carl showed up wearing two different shoes.
Yes, of course. He said,
you know what?
More than once.
I have not more than once. I have only shown up once with two different pairs of shoes on.
Once. Anyway.
But they, you know what? They were both kind of, they looked alike.
Anyway,
wait a minute. In the dark, trying to keep you. Anyway.
Just let us bust your chops for a minute.
Okay,
I wanted to share with you, because I know we have a caller waiting, and one of my favorite people, but I want to share with you about what it is. I think, and Danuka was on the phone this morning, and that was so beautiful. We feel your heart and your family's heart, and we love you being with us, and thank you for that call today. And I wanted to share with you that I too believe that it is so much about the gaming and the electronic world that we're in that we've gone into a different pace of life. And it just made me really, been reflecting on it a lot because, for instance, yesterday, many of you know that I was with Dean Martin as one of the gold diggers for years. So yesterday was a big birthday for one of the girls who turned 60. We've all been together since we were 19 and 20, and that is a very precious time that we all shared. And they were all meeting in L.A. for lunch. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends that basically the time that we get to talk, and I was telling her I'm kind of sad because really – everybody that calls or talks to me, I know you're busy, are the first three words. I know you're busy. We know you're busy. Busy, busy, busy. And I talk to my girlfriends when they're in traffic in LA. I know I've mentioned that before. But the thing is I think we're busy. We're so, I don't know what we're so busy about, but we're so busy. And I don't know if it's because I'm older and I'm really seeing that. But I just want to share with you, and I pledge that in 2014, I want to take more time so I'm not so busy, so that I want my friends and the people who know me to call and say, let's have a cup of coffee. I can go out in the alley and talk to you if you want to talk. I don't want to say, you know, I can't talk right now, because stacking your life takes away those precious moments. And the Thanksgiving with shopping early and having all that stuff going on is taking away the precious moments of when we can converse with our family, we can feel their heart, we can take that time, we bond. And you can't really bond when you're shopping and buying electronics. So I just want to say, take that time, make a pledge that when you go vote with your feet, don't go shopping on Thanksgiving. Take that time to call people, love people, write a letter, do something, extend yourself. Now, enough of that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Daniel. Daniel, how are you and happy Thanksgiving?
Well, hey, you know, you guys always take time for me, so happy Thanksgiving back.
Well, you know, Daniel, you've been part of our lives for a long time, from the first time we got on the radio, in fact. Came over here with us on to KCNR as one of our listeners. So, what do you got? You said you have something for some numbers and things?
Well, I just was thinking about a few things. You know, what was it, 1965, when Congress passed the big war on poverty thing?
Yeah.
And we've thrown millions and then billions and now trillions of dollars on the war on poverty, and we're losing.
Hmm.
And, you know, we got all these failed policies out there, and the claim is they're failing because we're not spending enough money. Well, I don't know how we could spend more money. You know, we could have gave that money to all these people that they say were in poverty, and they'd have been better off, and our economy would have been better off.
Well, I think it was one of those things that when they did the, I think under that bailout we had, whatever that word was we used to help people back when Obama or Bush and Obama did,
right.
Was that I think if you could have given – you could have given everybody in the United States $100,000 or something like that. Every taxpayer more, yeah.
Yeah, now you didn't want to talk much about Obamacare, but I did want to point out that newspaper the other day, they said that the feds gave all the states $4.5 billion for the rollout on Obamacare. We spent over $600 million on the website that doesn't work. They spent another $600 million or $1 billion on advertising, that kind of stuff. And to what purpose? They started this out by saying there were 30 million people that were uninsured. Now, if you do the math for 30 million people versus here we are pushing probably half a trillion dollars, I mean, where did we save any money and where did we help anybody?
Well, you know, the bottom line is that we could have taken that money we spent on this, and we could have taken and insured everybody by just giving them, saying, okay, pick out an insurance plan, and then we're going to send the money to the, to the insurance company. And it would have solved it without all the dramatics and hysteria and all this. If you're going to say we're going to spend this much money on it, and you're right, and it could have just happened. Because, you know, it's still, because there's still people that are going to be, you're going to find still people aren't insured. They're just not going to be insured. So,
right.
Anyway,
another big rub is for people like you and I who are on TRICARE, and I'm a little different than you because I have a couple that are not 26 years old yet.
Yeah.
But the best that you and I can do for our dependents is age 23, maybe 24 if they're going to college full time.
Yeah, and then they're also they're changing the rules in TRICARE too. So
they are.
Yeah, they're raising all the rates again. Hey, Daniel, we have to take a break, but we sure appreciate you calling.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Daniel.
Thanks to you. Bye.
You know, we got something from the chat pack before we take a break, and I think it's true. You can't blaming things on commercialism is like blaming
a gun for killing
a gun for killing somebody. And it's true. It's about where you take your personal stand. You can't let the outside influence affect you. It's easy to have that happen, like kind of go along with the crowd, But, you know, that's where you kind of make your stand.
Yeah.
What are your values? Who are you? What does it mean to you? So we will take a break on that. So happy to be here this morning. We love our listeners and our chat pack, and it's a great weekend ahead of us and today. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Well, I won't... Back
Welcome back down. To Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Orchard Nutrition. I want to talk about this, you know, last. I want you to think about it because they've got Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, but also the amazing foods for life. It has this gluten-free mixes you can have. And it all started because of last Thanksgiving when Vicky was noticed she had to serve so many different meals to people because they were allergic to things. So anyway, Orchard Nutrition, 21 Locust Street out there in Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. You know, we talked about all the things we're thankful for, and, you know, and Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan just walked in here on the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Good morning there, Marine.
Good morning, sir, and happy Thanksgiving to you and Miss Linda.
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving there, Gunny?
I am just terribly thankful that I live in a country that has the possibility of continuing if we take drastic steps. But I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my friends, my Marine friends and my non-Marine friends. And most of all, I'm just delighted that I can be a part of this this great community, this very generous community.
I want to thank you for bringing me in a couple of books signed by Dean Caswell, who is a guest of honor at the Marine Corps Ball.
And it's amazing.
My Taking Flight. This man fought in three wars, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And thank you so much for that, Bill.
Well, it's my pleasure. He actually sent me three, and one was personalized to my wife and I, and he said, you take the other two and give them to whom you think deserves them because he didn't know the community that right. well. And I told you, I gave one to Rick Boatwright for mm-hmm. Semper Fi II, all the good he does for the funerals and for our right. Marine. And then I gave one to you.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, thank you. What an honor.
What are you thankful for, hon? We just got about a minute left.
I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for finding you. I'm thankful for my family. My mom and dad are doing well. They're going to be joining us. My brother. I'm thankful for this community that I found this community, and I'm thankful that I am healthy to be a part of the community. So with God's grace, I'm grateful.
Well, you know what? I'm thankful for you, our friends, our family, our listeners, and that what life has given us here. And it's always the good guys out there. We'll be off tomorrow, but we'll be back Friday. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Some advice for Thanksgiving travelers. If you're going by air, check with your airline first. If by car, take it easy out there. An ill-timed storm is bringing rain, gusty winds, even some snow and ice to much of the East Coast.
Visibility and stuff's been pretty bad. Slow-moving traffic and just kind of iffy.
She's behind the wheel in the Columbus, Ohio area. Spoke with WBNS-TV. Erin Hennessy decided to take the train from D.C. to Philadelphia and says she's glad she did.
Union Station this morning was crowded, and folks were clearly a little stressed out about the rain, but we had an on-time departure on train 56, which is heading toward St. Albans, Vermont, and we remain on time, so I'm a happy girl today.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled, most of them out of Philadelphia, Newark, and New York's LaGuardia. AAA expects 43 million people to travel.